Brisbane Lions star forward, has been good enough to join me for a chat about all things footy. Thanks, Eric. Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
No worries, mate. Pleasure to be on.
Saw you at the airport on the weekend. You're just floating around, and I didn't want to annoy you by coming up and saying hello. But you guys looked like you were in a pretty good space. I did a bit of people watching and just looked at you guys at the airport, and you look like you're really enjoying your days at the office these days.
You should have come and said hi. it's a good place to be at the moment. I guess when you're starting to build a winning culture like we are at the moment, it's always a good place to be around.
And you were there when you guys were pretty close to terrible, if that's not too extreme a word. So it is exciting to be one of those players, and this has happened for 100 years, for those players that have been with the club when they haven't been good, be part of the growth factor and themselves have grown. It must be really pleasing to see this corner turned.
Yes, it is. It is. I guess I was there when Leppa got dropped, and we sort of had that massive change in the coaching system. So I guess it has been good to see us develop and become, well, I guess do a backflip in the club. But I guess we've only won two games so far, and we only won five last year as well, and we're on that bottom half of the ladder. So we've still got a lot of improvement to do, but it certainly feels like we are improving compared to where we were 3 years ago.
Yeah, and you as a player, as a first-year player in essence, you can't be expected to do something, even though you want to do as much as you can possibly do. But right now you're in a position where you've matured a bit and you are in a position to be a leader, to do the changes on field that might actually generate a momentum change. It must be nice for you to be in that position of a bit more power these days because you've got some experience.
Yeah, certainly. I guess I think we've added some nice personnel and Lincoln McCarthy up forward and even Charlie Cameron. And I feel like Dan McStay's really come on as well.
Yeah.
I think the additions of those two and then even Jared Lyons, Lockie Neal in the midfield, I think we've had a lot more leadership on the ground. And then I think with Lockie, Charlie, Dan McStay, even Cam Rayner, we've got a lot of avenues to go. So it's not very reliant on one person. So I guess it's very, it's good for us. And I guess when one person gets up and about, another person's going to pop up. So it's going to be pretty hard to defend in weeks to come.
You do have really good depth. And in many respects, this probably would have been a corner turned even if the 6-6-6 didn't come in. But it seems as if you guys have been ahead of the game and it has worked in your favour as well. It's been just another thing on top of the recruitment of Lockie Neal and another thing on top of the advancement of some of your young players like Cam Rayner. It's 6-6-6 seems to have helped.
Yeah, I think it has. I think we scored 7 goals on the weekend from centre bounce. So I guess those 6-6-6 has worked in our advantage, but I think we've just got to be able to adjust to the way the game comes. Well, there's been a fair few new rules that they've put in this year, but it just seems, 6-6-6 has helped us in a way.
Oscar McInerney's been on the list for a while. He's a big unit. He's a mature unit. But even he, at his age, has taken a couple of years to get the kind of form he's in right now.
Yeah, he's in exceptional form at the moment. I think him and Steph have been really working really, really well together in the ruck. I guess they've been changing him forward a little bit as well. And when, I guess, Big O took those three contested marks in the third quarter, it sort of changed the game. And it was it's certainly good to watch him develop since when he got to the first of the club. I think I was in my second year when he first started. It's been enormous, and he's worked so hard. So massive credit to him. He's been an absolute workhorse and one of our harder workers at the club.
Talking to Eric Hipwood, Brisbane Lions star forward. Eric, are you an extrovert on the field and in the change rooms as well? Do you talk a lot? Do you deal with all of that? Or were you sort of introverted early and have come out of your skin? Because I see a little bit of, I mean, in some ways, I see a bit of Billy Brownless in you, who was an introvert early, but he had such a bubbly personality and such an impact when he spoke on people's with his enthusiasm level. I can see that with you as well.
I think you probably just got to be able to have that. With the new sort of rules with not being able to have runners out there as much, I think everyone's going to be a leader out in the field. So that sort of had to bring it out in me a little bit. But we've got to have 18 blokes on the field trying to direct and tell each other where to go. And if you get a message from the coaches from upstairs and you come on the field, you've got to be able to communicate to your own players. It's just the way the game's developing, and we've got to be smart with the way we're doing that. And I guess it's probably brought it out a little bit in me.
Would you have played football if the Lions didn't have an academy, if the academy system wasn't around? Would you have gravitated to something else? I know you did have other sports that you played as a kid.
Yeah, it's a funny one, because when I was 8 years old, I obviously did a little bit of Oz kick and whatnot, but being in Queensland, it's not really a sport that you attract to. And I think when I was about 11, 12 years old, I stopped playing footy. Mum and dad made me choose between, I think it was rugby, soccer and AFL during the winter. And I was absolutely devastated. But I knew I'd have a little bit of school sport and whatnot with footy. And then I played a little bit of that, and I was lucky enough with Luke Curran, picked me up in the Lions Academy. And mum and dad were pretty early on to say, yeah, this is actually something pretty serious. So I guess I started playing footy again, and I played at Caloundra as a junior, and I think I was about 15, 16 years old when I played my first senior game there. And I guess I've just absolutely loved it ever since. Mum and dad were St Kilda supporters when I was growing up. They even got married at Moorabbin. So they're,
oh, wow.
they're absolute footy heads. But, I got a lot of family in Melbourne, and I was born in St Kilda. So I guess AFL has been a little bit around for me. And my mum's side of the family, they played a lot at Sandringham.
Yep.
So I've sort of had a little bit of footy, but being in Queensland also, footy wasn't the main sport, and it wasn't the main priority for me when I was that young. I know it sounds a little bit silly, but I did play a lot of sport. I think I was even playing netball at one stage. I just absolutely love it. I'm a real competitive sort of character. I think all the boys will say that when we're playing backyard cricket or anything like that, I'll get the competitive juices get flowing. But I absolutely love every sport I've played, so... I think I was pretty fortunate enough to be picked up in the Lions Academy, and it's sort of something that did attract me back to the sport when I was so young.
Are you a big watcher of footy now, and have you always been a big watcher of footy, or do you not sort of take in four games on the weekend?
I watch majority of the games, probably like five or six games.
Okay.
And then probably re-watch certain players. We're pretty lucky with the coding we have at our club that we can just go and watch a certain player whenever we want. So I'll probably pick out a player that plays well and try and watch him, and then probably watch just five games off my own bat just out of pure interest because I want to see how the league's going and whatnot. But it's probably something that I developed. I didn't watch too much footy when I was younger because we don't really have Channel 7 and whatnot when we're on the Sunshine Coast. So I think when I was about 16 years old, mum and dad got Foxtel, so I started watching that a fair bit. I wasn't really big on footy and didn't watch too much of it just because it wasn't on TV. Yeah.
No, thanks for having Foxtel on and keeping me employed. The roaming, what are your roaming rules? What's Chris Fagan tell you as far as how far up the field you can go to get a possession? Because I know that in a position like yours, sometimes if you haven't touched it for 5 minutes, it is good to go up and get one, even if it's a kick-in, just to get your hands on it. What are your rules?
I guess there is probably no rules around that. I wouldn't be taking the kick in. I don't think Wither will be too happy, or Hodgie or Richie would be too happy if I was taking the kick in.
No, marking the kick in, leading for the kick in to make a position in the middle of the ground to receive it.
Yeah, I think that the way we play is going to be with different avenues to goal, like I said before, with Lincoln McCarthy, Charlie Cameron and whatnot. So I've got to be able to play up the ground a little bit more, and I think it's just be able to play your role. I understand if you're not getting a touch in the first 5 minutes of the game, you start thinking, oh, I want to get a touch. But you just got to be able to play your role for the team. And I think the touches and whatnot will look after itself. And to be totally honest, all you guys are going to mark me on my touches, the goals and whatnot. But it's just doing the little things like creating a contest and not getting beaten and not letting the opposition take marks in our forward 50. Just trying to create a contest and a soft drop for my small forwards, and hopefully they can get on the end of it. But it's just those little things that we're sort of marking ourselves on, not the touches and the goals and whatnot, as you guys would.
Are you allowed to just call for it to the top of the square, or do you always have to try and create some sort of leading space? Because it seems as if that's a decision that you've got to make on the run as well. Sometimes just that long bomb to the top of the square, if you're in a good spot, is the perfect ball for you. But other times the lead up into some space is the perfect ball for you. It depends on who you're on and the game situation.
Yeah, I think so. It probably changes up to week, who do you play on and how aggressive that they are. I think if you play the Western Bulldogs like we did last year, they play a real aggressive starting position, so you want to lead up through them. But you just got to have a mixture of both and have different avenues to go and, I guess, be unpredictable in a way.
Yep.
So you just got to be able to be smart with it. The kickers as well, you got to understand if you kicker likes to hit short or if he likes to kick it long. So you just got to sort of weigh up both at the time, and it might seem a little bit hard, but it's just about decision making on the field and just tossing up between the both. Sometimes I just have to stay long and get the ball kicked on my head and just try and create a contest and get it down to my small forwards and let them go to work.
And have you been forward scouting Port Adelaide a bit? What's the mode for getting the ball against Port, do you think, for yourself? Is it lead up or is it the call back? What do you think it's going to be?
I haven't watched too much of Port Adelaide just yet. We only just played on Sunday and we just did our review then. I'll probably go in this afternoon. I'm just at the club at the moment, so I'll probably watch a little bit of Port Adelaide now. But I guess we played them last year. I think it was round 3 and we lost by about 5 points.
Mm.
So I'll probably just have a look at that game and go from there. I think they lost a defender in Jack Watts as well. So I'll probably just have to... I think they're looking at bringing maybe Dougal Howard, maybe potentially. But yeah, I'll probably have a look at them this afternoon and go from there.
Anything special lined up for Tom Rockliffe's return to the Gabba?
No, I don't think so. He's been a quality player over the last 2 rounds. He's found the footy. I think he's leading the disposals. He's a classy player and yeah. No, nothing special lined up for him.
No nouns and verbs. You haven't got a couple of lines ready to go, or you just leave him be. whose job's that to try and throw a couple of lines at him?
Oh, I'm not too sure, to be totally honest. So we aren't too chirpy, to be honest. But I think he probably likes that sort of chirpy, doesn't he?
I think he does. Let me play you a little bit of Tom Rockliffe. He spoke to the media this morning. Here is a little bit of Tom Rockliffe talking about returning to the Gabba for the first time.
Yeah, there's special memories up there. You spend 9, 10 years of your life up there. It's something I'll never forget. They obviously gave me an opportunity as an 18-year-old. So it will be pretty special to go back. But wearing Port Adelaide colours, no doubt, we'll be up against it. They should have a good crowd there. Hopefully Brisbane fans turn up in numbers and also our fans as well. So it's a good chance for us to go to a hostile environment. We know that we've got to win on the road. So it's a good opportunity for us, and I'm just looking forward to getting out there and testing ourselves this week against them.
Are you still in touch with any of the Brisbane boys?
Yeah, I speak to a few of them. So I've spoken to a couple of them early in the week, a couple of coaches as well. So, yeah, a bit of contact there. There's been a little bit of banter to go back and forth. But, once the ball's bounced, I think the actions speak louder than the words.
Spoken to a couple of coaches too, Eric.
I think he played a little bit with Ben Hudson.
Of course.
He's still mates with him.
Fair enough. Eric, great to have a chat to you. It really has been a delight. It is fantastic to see the development of you personally and your footy club under Chris Fagan. And it's an exciting prospect when you look at your draw these days as an AFL caller saying you've got a Brisbane Lions game. I can't wait to see the next one. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, mate. No worries.
Eric Hipwood joining me, Brisbane Lions star forward, having a chat about all things footy and the big one coming up this weekend against Port Adelaide. By the way, the 2019 Lions are likely to be uncaged. Are you uncaged? Make sure you jump on board as a Brisbane Lions supporter. You can show your loyalty by signing on as a member at membership.lions.com.au. That's membership.lions.com.au. And you can join all the Lions fans supporting this new resurgent bunch of guys.